Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. The Berlin police have suspended one of their officers because he allegedly was a member of a right-wing extremist chat group. According to the Berliner Zeitung, the man in question is a 35-year-old high commissioner from Section 35 in Mitte. The public prosecutor's office in Frankfurt am Main is investigating him on suspicion of incitement of the people and the use of symbols of unconstitutional organizations. As police announced on Wednesday, his workplace and his apartment were searched as early as February 7th, and officers confiscated his computer and his telephone. As the Frankfurt Public Prosecutor's Office reports, the officer who moved from Hesse to Berlin last year was a member of a WhatsApp group chat where depictions of violence and right-wing extremist content were exchanged. He is said to have arrived in Berlin before the chat group became known and the Frankfurt authorities initiated their proceedings. According to investigators, the chat group had more than 50 members, and per current information, other Berlin police officers are not members of this particular chat group. The spokeswoman of the public prosecutor's office did not want to say exactly what kind of postings were involved, but per a high-ranking official, the officer was not only a member of the chat group, but he, quote, posted a lot himself. He was a mouthpiece. The Berlin police headquarters issued a ban on the officer from conducting official business and initiated disciplinary proceedings. The public prosecutor's office did not want to say whether there's a connection to another chat group trial in Hesse. In September of last year, it became known that more than 20 police students were under investigation for allegedly mocking Holocaust victims and inciting hatred against foreigners in another WhatsApp chat group. Norbert Sioma, the Berlin state chairman of the police union, stated, quote, "For this colleague, the presumption of innocence still applies, but there's no question that there is no place in the Berlin police force for ideas glorifying violence and right-wing extremism. To our knowledge, despicable statements have been made that are incompatible with our values. It's important and consistent that the police leadership takes an early offensive approach to these cases." The SPD and the left parliamentary groups in Berlin are opposed to paying millions of taxpayers' euros for the Bärl König minibuses, but do not necessarily see the project as being on the brink of collapse. Transportation policy spokesperson Tino Schopf said on Wednesday that the Social Democrats are against making 43 million euros available annually for the shared taxis in the future, although he expects the test phase to continue as planned until September of 2022. The Bärl König model project has been running in Berlin for 2 years as a cooperation between the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVLG, and the VIA Van Company, in which Mercedes-Benz has half share. Currently, 185 vehicles are in use in the Eastern City Center, operated by more than 400 drivers. According to BVLG's calculations, the expansion to the entire Berlin city area they desire would cost 43 million euros annually. Like the SPD, the left rejected public financing on Tuesday. The corresponding resolution states, quote, "These costs, even if the traffic assessment would be positive, would be disproportionate to the service ordered with it and would have to be financed at the expense of other projects." Christian Ronneberg, the transport policy spokesman for the left, stated, quote, "If things are to continue, BVLG and VIA Van should come to an agreement. There is nothing to stop them from continuing the project, but it's clear that no tax millions will be spent on it." The Green Party is also skeptical about Bärl König, but has not yet made a decision. The police are looking for further witnesses in the murder of a homeless woman in Mitte. A police spokeswoman said that the first witnesses came forward after appeals were posted around the scene of the crime on Bergstrasse. Since then, 4 tips have been received, which are now being investigated. The commission did not comment on the substance of the case for tactical reasons. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the lifeless woman had been found in a sleeping bag last Monday, and after an autopsy, it was clear that the 53-year-old was murdered. Passersby observed two men handling the sleeping bag, who were arrested shortly afterwards and are now in custody. The police are now asking anyone who noticed or observed anything suspicious at the location at Bergstrasse 76 or the neighboring car park to come forward. Investigators are also looking for information about people who regularly travel through the area or who live in the low-rise building in the neighboring car park, and tips from anyone who noticed or observed something in the nearby Zille Spielplatz, where a hole is said to have been dug in which the body was allegedly to be buried. The U.S. car manufacturer Tesla wants to employ up to 12,000 people in its planned factory in Grünheide. As the company has announced on its website, production is to start next year. Initially, 10,000 Model Y vehicles per week are planned, which amounts to about 500,000 vehicles per year. Visitors to the website can now apply for jobs in the factory as long as they are fluent in English, as the vast majority of vacancies have not yet been published in German. The company is looking for a head of human resources, a site manager for the construction of the factory, and various specialists in purchasing, recruitment, supply chains, and legal advice, in addition to car body makers and painters. Interestingly enough, only Berlin is ever specified as the work location, but the factory is actually located about 6 kilometers from the city limits, a fact that Tesla boss Elon Musk had to be explicitly made aware of during negotiations, according to Brandenburg's economics minister, Jörg Steinbach of the SPD. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, and connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.